And now we're live. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
All right. Okay. We're live today on Ask Angelica, the group. Angelica's German Tuition and Translation. My profile, if you're watching from any of those three, please do say hello. And of course, we're live on the website, as we said we would be, at 2 o'clock on every Friday, because next week, when we're not here live, there will be recordings there. And we'd like to say hello to our new listeners. Yes, you heard me right. Angelica will probably mention it too. But we are going to be on Royston Radio, or rather Angelica is, and I'm just tagging along. So we've got 15 seconds to go, and then we'll be into today's live broadcast. Yeah. All good.
Three.
That card will disappear now. I'm going to go like this. Just a minute, like this. And say, that's hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen. That's better. You're the same size as me now.
Right, that's true. Okay, so welcome to the show. And we are today broadcasting Ask Angelica, Practical German for Halloween, Season 5, Episode 18. Angelica, would you like to explain what we're doing today?
Well, we're having various topic-based sessions, and when I looked last time, what can we do now, I realized that although we're a little bit early, it's only the 20th today, but this is the last Ask Angelica before Halloween, because we're not having one next week, and then the Tuesday is Halloween. So I thought we'll have a little bit of Halloween vocabulary. It's interesting because when I was still living in Germany, Halloween was something I knew from TV because that was something they were celebrating in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I only knew it from America. We've never done anything like this. And then when I came over to England, I noticed that here it was also celebrated, and kids going round and shouting trick or treat and things like this. And gradually over the years, now, because I live in the UK, I can't say how long ago, but over the last few, or quite a few years, it has become a custom in Germany as well. I don't think it will ever be like it is in America, probably not even like it is here. But people do celebrate Halloween, and some get dressed up and do things. So I thought we'll have a look at that.
And so we are. And I pressed the wrong button again. Let's come back here. And you know you're watching Ask Angelica, Season 5, Episode 18, and we're talking about Halloween, so I can hide that card, which brings us to the familiar scene of the two of us together. Right, okay. Now, the way this works is Angelica's put sentences together in German with the English translation. I will read the sentences in German, Angelica will correct my pronunciation, and then together we will translate them into English. So, all about Halloween, you're learning, I'm learning, let's go. Phrase one, wir gehen heute Abend auf eine gruselige Party.
Yeah, wir gehen heute Abend auf eine gruselige Party. That's obviously a sentence being said on the 31st of October.
Okay,
so we're not doing this tonight.
No, we'd be on our own if we did. I mean, that wouldn't work well, would it? And we won't be speaking German because we're actually in the UK. I mean, but so wir gehen heute Abend auf eine gruselige Party. I'm just giving myself time to think about translation. So tonight we're going to I'm going to guess at this. I'm going to say ghostly party.
That's pretty close. It's a spooky one.
So now we have a translation, and the translation is we're going to a spooky party tonight. Okay. So, phrase two. And I don't practice these, and it's going to show in a minute. Verkleide dich für die Halloween Party.
Oh, that was good. Verkleide dich für die Halloween Party.
So the pronunciation of Halloween is the same.
Halloween, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because that's taken over from the English. And I mean, even we, I mean, what's the, for the church term here, it's All Hallows Eve, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well, nobody would go to an All Hallows Eve party. It's really hard to pronounce, and it certainly wouldn't be a hallow. If people do go to a All, I can't even say it. Hallows
Eve party, it's one of those.
It would be something probably from a church, and it wouldn't be a Halloween party as what we think. So that name is just universal.
Well, I mean, this is not a Christian festival, is it?
No.
No, by any stretch of imagination. Okay, all of which gave me time. I'm going to say for the Halloween party. And for Clyde, is Clyde skirt?
Well, Clyde is a dress, yes. A dress, and so yes, that should give you the hint. Imagine I'm saying that to you.
Dress up.
Yeah.
Okay, that was good. Thank you for the help. Okay, so translation of phrase two is dress up for the Halloween party. Okay, phrase three. Die grüstige Dekoration. See, I got that bit. Sieht wirklich schaurig aus.
Yeah, diese gruselige Dekoration sieht wirklich schaurig aus.
Okay. Now, I'm going to fail on this. The decorations are truly spooky or eerie.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Gruselig we had earlier on with the party, and we said that was a spooky party.
Right.
Yeah. But you could have just used those words the other way around. So, yeah.
Yeah, interchangeable. So eerie decorations or spooky decorations. Frightening is a good word too. I mean, it is just there to spook people. Translation then is this spooky decoration looks eerie.
It looks really eerie.
Okay, I'll put the emphasis in there.
Should we say that with a sort of this spooky decoration looks really eerie?
You're really getting in the mood. Remember, we've got 11 days.
I don't even like Halloween.
We don't do. I mean, we've got to be honest here. We actually pull the curtains and lock the doors, but that's just us. Trick or treat, no. Hast du schon Kürbisse für das Schnitzen besorgt?
Yeah, hast du schon Kürbisse für das Schnitzen besorgt?
Yeah, I'm. My mind temporarily wanders back to when we did episode one, which was about 6 years ago, and my pronunciation was, every word was corrected. Now, doing better. Okay, and that's what German tuition can do for you. It's purely and simply an accumulation of years of learning German. I didn't show that. I wasn't going to show that. Kürbisse. Of course, Halloween is famous for particular vegetable, which is a vegetable, isn't it? It's not a fruit.
No, it's a vegetable. I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Right.
Most of them.
Right. Have you got a beautiful pumpkin besorgt. Was ist besorgt?
Besorgen is to get or get hold of.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we could have even said brought, yes. Have you brought or did you get? And Kürbisse is plural.
Turnips.
No, pumpkins.
Pumpkins, sorry. Oh, good. Right. Okay.
And so Schnitzen, pronunciation
is good, my translation less so.
Yeah, Schnitzen, you may remember from one of our idioms, or no, the tongue twisters about the 17 Schnitzer and whatever it was. Luckily, I can't remember, so don't worry.
I remember the tongue twisters. I do remember them. Who could forget them? Okay. So, translation is, did you get pumpkins for carving yet? Okay, phrase five. I noticed that later on it gets a bit easier.
Mm.
Phase five, which is not showing on screen at the moment. Oh, wait a minute. I know what I do need to do. Just a minute. I need to make an adjustment because it's too big. And show. Die Kinder gehen von Tour zu Tour, Süßigkeiten zu sammeln.
Ja, die Kinder gehen von Tür zu Tür, Süßigkeiten zu sammeln.
The children, die Kinder, gehen, yeah. Go, von Tour zu Tour, from door to door, to collect sweets.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is the official translation as well, I think. Children go from door to door to collect sweets. And that definitely is an American tradition, isn't it? Because we didn't always have that in the UK.
No, I think the UK started it earlier than Germany, but...
Yeah, but after the States.
Possibly. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All of which brings us to phrase six, which is Zeus's, I'm going to get it wrong, Zeus's oder Saures.
Yeah, Zeus's oder Saures.
Sweet or sour.
That would be the literal translation. Yeah. It's more like, I wouldn't call it an idiom. But this is the phrase the children say when in the UK or in America, they say...
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat, yeah. So, I mean, sweet or sour, basically, it's the same idea as trick or treat. Yeah, you give us something sweet or we do something sour or bad to you.
Okay, and phrase seven. Frohes Halloween.
Frohes Halloween, yeah. I thought that's just a nice one to finish it off.
Wishing each other happy Halloween. Mm. So if you're listening to this on Royston Radio and it's getting closer to Halloween, Frohes Halloween is how you say happy Halloween. Okay. So now what happens is that we're going to go through the sentences again, but this time Angelica is going to read in perfect German and I'll try and do my best with English. So let's wind back to the beginning and phrase one, which is here.
Wir gehen heute Abend auf eine gruselige Party.
We're going to a spooky party tonight. Phrase two.
Verkleide dich für die Halloween Party.
And I worked this one out. It was dress up for the Halloween party. Costumes are needed. Phrase three.
Oh, diese gruselige Dekoration sieht wirklich schaurig aus.
There was more emotion in that than in mine. I just said this spooky decoration looks eerie. Phrase four.
Hast du schon Kürbisse für das Schnitzen besorgt?
And that translates to, did you get pumpkins for carving yet? I've never actually carved a pumpkin. Have you?
No.
No.
No, I cut it open and for the chickens.
Yeah.
But,
okay, but that's not a carving.
I didn't carve it for a spooky Halloween image. Yep.
I mean, that's practical, but not necessarily creative.
No.
Phrase five. Oh, wait a minute. I had to get that on screen.
Die Kinder gehen von Tür zu Tür, Süßigkeiten zu sammeln.
I wonder if I do this. Just a minute. No, that's why I did it in the first place, isn't it?
Mm.
Okay. Or not. We got it. So the translation of that is the children go from door to door to collect sweets. Phrase six.
I don't know if the children would shout this. Süßes oder Saures?
Okay. And that is not sweet or sour, but trick or treat. And finally,
Frohes Halloween.
which is Happy Halloween. Now, you've done something spooky for Halloween. Shall I bring it on screen?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to...
I did this last year.
I'm going to hide, and it's over to you.
So I've started in the last few sessions, I've started sort of telling you a bit about my courses. And I actually have told you about this one already, but I found my Halloween advert for it again, because you've probably all seen sometimes signs in front of something spooky and it says, enter if you dare. Well, this is a little bit of a wordplay, which you may have seen before as well. So this is enter if you dare, but dare, not spelled D-A-R-E, but D-E-R, which is one of the German articles, the dare, D, or das. And so the choice is, if do you dare to enter the German gender or the German nouns course with dare, D, das. And I only get the chance to show this one, really, for Halloween.
That's
so true. So I had to show it again, because it's no good showing this at Christmas or Easter or in the summer. So it makes sense to know. But this is a course which tells you everything about the German gender, about the articles, which nouns are always masculine and feminine and neuter, and which nouns are usually masculine, feminine, or neuter. It tells you about compound nouns, about new words, and a few other things. So enter if you dare.
Aha. And if you're watching us live now, and you click the QR code, it will take you straight there.
Yeah. Actually, that works even if you're not watching live. As long as you click the QR code, it will work.
Oh, right. Okay. You see, we'll work on that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. If you pause the video, if you watch it wherever you're watching it and you pause it, but on YouTube and Facebook and that, I will put the link underneath as well.
All right. Now, a word of thanks, because this broadcast, well, past broadcasts and future broadcasts have been syndicated, and you've been talking to Fons, Angelica.
Well, we started talking. I don't know really anything yet, so I can't really say much about it yet. But all being well and good, you should be able, or people will be able, to listen to Ask Angelica's episodes on Royston Radio. But we can say more when we know more.
Truly. Royston Radio is based in Hertfordshire. Manager of the station is Fons Chamberlain, a good friend of ours. And he invited Angelica to send her. Well, you've got a back catalogue, haven't you? You've got 59 episodes.
Yes, all the ones about the places in Germany and your favourite ones. So just think, all these people on Royston Radio will have to listen to you struggle saying the tongue twisters in German.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I did enjoy it, although probably not this time. All right, okay, let's bring this on screen then. And you have been listening to Practical German for Halloween. You've been watching Angelica and Stephen, and you've heard about Enter If You Dare, German gender course for nouns, der, die, and das. Angelica, it's over to you to close the broadcast, please.
Well, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time, which I don't know what the date is, nor do I know yet what topic it will be, but I'm sure I'll find something that will get Stephen's brain working. I'm sure he's looking forward to it already. So until then, it's Tschüss von mir.
Und Tschüss von mir.